It's the eighth evening of the retreat. It feels timely to ask, what was Ajahn Chah's teaching for local lay people regarding sexual desire and sexual misconduct? Did he make different emphasis when he taught Westerners? Northeast Thai culture is... it's a village culture, it's farming, it's very down-to-earth. Also, there's not a lot of privacy. So sexuality was something ordinary, but it also was really important to have boundaries, so that sexual misconduct is more around that the recognizing not transgressing, or taking advantage of a situation. Overstepping boundaries of established relationships, and for people living in the world, sexual desire is an ordinary thing, but it's sort of learning boundaries and learning to have a trustworthiness and respect within relationships. It's really, that's kind of the essence. And that's how it was always taught. I remember when he came to he taught at IMS like in 1979, and I wasn't there, but I heard the story, and then of course there was quite a few questions and circumstances around the precepts of around sexual misconduct and working with sexual desire, and it came up several times, I can't remember exactly how it worked, but anyway, somebody asked him sort of another question, and he sort of poked his finger up his nose and started and didn't say anything, and then people start. Of course, then it got it. Everybody started laughing, and then he said, "It's not a big deal." It's just that much.